Blog Talk Radio.
Broccoli Man, I want to tell you about the upcoming food shortage. We are going to have a worldwide depression thanks to COVID lockdowns. You need to have a food supply. Don't wait in a food line and get a microchip. You need to grow your own. The easiest and best way is with Ground with a Garden. Ground with a Garden. Grow your own hydroponic garden indoors or outside in a vertical container garden. You all know me. I am serious about my broccoli and non-GMO food. I spend long days fighting globalist crime rings. This gardening solution is easy and does not take a lot of time. Trust me, you will be thankful you did it. That is groundwithagarden.com. Go there today. Protect your family and lessen the effects of the global food shortage. groundwithagarden.com.
If you use online discount codes to get the latest and greatest deals, we want to tell you about Giving Assistant. Giving Assistant not only gives you the latest promo codes for online savings, it also donates a percent of your purchase to a charity you choose. Please go to givingassistant.org and designate Barefoot is Legal as your preferred 501c3 nonprofit. Then, the next time you shop at thousands of online retailers, a part of your purchase is donated by the company to Barefoot is Legal. Please help fund our mission at zero cost to you. Let the companies help pay for what we do. Go to givingassistant.org and add Barefoot is Legal as your charity. Then, when you shop online, you get savings and the company gives us a small donation. Sign up today and get a freebie for helping out. Thank you for your support.
We are heartfelt.
We speak from the heart.
We are open.
We don't hold back.
We are positivity,
prosperity,
and preparation.
We're endeavoring to empower.
We are hope.
So get off your aspirations and join us on Hope Radio with Cece
and Trevor, Tuesdays, 3 to 6 p.m. Pacific.
Join the crew.
Well, welcome to another afternoon episode of Alaska Patriot Network. I'm so glad you could find us today. Sit back, enjoy the show, and we will be right back. Joining us for another exciting episode of the Alaska Patriot Network. This is Dahl Arnson, your hostess for today's show. I invite you to check out the other shows on the Freedomizer Radio Network. We have a plethora of choices, anywhere from New World Order to Christianity to Life Coach, Diet, and one of our probably most important projects we have going right now at Freedomizer Radio is the Bare Faces Legal. Now, we all know that there's a lot of uncertainty. And people, they're kind of put their lives on hold for the COVID scenario. Well, It's real. I won't deny that. I'm not going to say that there's no germs out there. And you know what? I'm not even going to apologize for that. You know, it's pretty much a big scamdemic. And just like any other germ or virus out there, some people are more susceptible than others. However, here at Freedomizer Radio, we are hosting the Bare Faith is Legal program to bring awareness to our air-breathing friends that you are more than just a shill for politicians. And if you are a person that is experiencing, you know, health challenges already, and, you know, or you're afraid, that's your choice. You can mask up. If you think masks work for you, that's great. But don't impose them on other people, because if you think it's so good, then you can just, you know, go with it and leave everybody else alone and know you're protected. And then my air breathing friends, if you're not feeling well, please, please stay home. Go to the doctor if you need to. Avoid other people. But, you know, it has become a huge fiasco in some of these states where you have mandated mask mandates. And a mandate is not a law, it's a mandate. Depending on the state that you live in, it seems that your blue states are not one to let go of any kind of tragedy, including the COVID tragedy. They're just going to milk it like the golden cow until there's no end. So, folks, like I said, you want a mask up? Great, mask up. But please, you know, let your other air-breathing friends live their life, make their choices. So, yeah, we don't need a bunch of mask holes running around screaming at people and running them out of grocery stores and stuff. So, as promised, today I want to talk to you all about socialism. It's fine until you run out of other people's money. And then it just doesn't work. And I know there's a lot of young adults out there and millennials that somehow managed to get into college without understanding how an interest rate works, because that's what I hear about college loan paybacks, you know, and stuff like that. Are, you know, I didn't realize that there was going to be so much more to it than just what I borrowed. And then now a lot of them want free handouts. So socialism is taking root in, like, for example, state of Washington. The school system there is actually, there's one other group, and I can't remember what the acronym is for it. I will figure that out, but it's a very socialist education, and where everything is equity. And 2 + 2 equals grilled cheese sandwich. Okay? And 2 + 2 is 4 patriots. You know that, right? 1, 2, 3, 4. Nothing wrong with that. I have 5 fingers. I just chose not to use that middle one today. So anyhow, like I said, kind of a promise to give you a taste of what you could be looking at if we continue these disastrous policies. And I'm not even going to say it's about party, because there's just no way in hell Joe Biden won the presidency. There's just, and it's, I don't know what it is. I don't know what you call this cabinet. I'm not going to call it the Biden-Harris administration. We know it's the George Soros administration, the Mark Zuckerberg, yep, Jack Dorsey. It just goes on and on and on. And Bill Gates. And it's really funny because if you look at these virtue signing, it was signaling people, and the ones beating the war drum wardrobes for cancel culture. They're all billionaires. I mean, billionaires. More money than any of us would ever see in a billion lifetimes. Literally, because they are worth billions and billions and billions. What the heck do they know about living paycheck to paycheck? What do they know what it's like to look at your children and say, ha, I can't afford dentists and the shoes. You know, and I'm talking about people, hardworking people, regular people, people that the 99th percentile. And that's not because everybody's not working their butts off. It's sometimes now anymore. But these people, they made their money off us and their intellectual property or whatever, the things they create. I can assure you that rarely probably did they ever have to stand for hours in the rain working or, you know, riding rough waves with your family on a fishing vessel, kind of skittling through the sky on a on a float plane. These guys didn't know any of this, but they're going to tell you how to live. They're going to tell you how many pounds of beef or meat, actually, you can eat in a year. And like I said, don't forget, 2 + 2 = 12. So, and this is something that we can't stop. And it's this socialistic thing. And I'm going to get into Murkowski because she's done in Alaska. She's done. I don't trust the RNC not to support her, so we'll talk about that. I'll never tell you where to donate your money, but be careful what kind of PACs you're donating to, folks, because you don't want it to end up in the hands of Murkowski or any of those other people. And I will put notice right now that if you are running for any seat anywhere in the United States, and you are running as a Republican, but you're really secretly a Democrat, and yes, folks, that does happen. It happens the other way around, too. Donald Trump was a Democrat forever. So, anyways, you don't want to keep voting that stuff in. And we have to put on notice that, you know, if you look like a fish and you smell like a fish and you're wet and slippery, you're probably a fish. But if you're all warm and I touch you and you know, you're dry and you got fur, but you're calling yourself a fish, I'd say you're a Democrat playing Republican and sneaking in. And that is, and I would not put that past this administration. I said I wasn't going to call them the administration. We'll have to think of a different name for that. But so it's time to move on from the rhinos, to move on from the Murkowskis, and to back people that have the right agenda. And who knows, they may sneak in as a libertarian, they may not run on the Republican ticket. So just steer clear of that socialist ticket and the communist ticket. It's kind of the same row. But folks, get to know who is running in your community, whether it's on your community level, you know, if it's state and then our federal. Because I think that a lot of people, it's just kind of like, oh, well, look, everything seems to be going okay. It seems to be taking care of itself and stuff. No, nothing's going to take care of itself. And nobody's coming to save us. And we don't need it. Alaska has been through way worse than this. And that's today I would like to kind of we're going to talk a lot about socialism pride, but also how to love and care for the place that you do live, and that goes hand in hand with the social thing, because the last thing you want to do is do that. At the tail end, we all know what happened at the end of the Clinton administration. Boom, roadless rule. Can't do this, can't do that. They send out the pulp mills, and yeah, the aroma, you know, if you drive by Ketchikan pulp mill, sometimes you like smell it and you're like, it smells like fresh baked bread. And my sister-in-law told me that. After that, every time I was like, okay, it smells like baked bread. And the priest sounds like, yeah, it smells like baked bread every day. But you know what? We saw logging camps, remote logging camps, that the families that had done business for decades in Southeast Alaska, all of a sudden, you know, no more lumber. And the administration cut it all off. And that faded. And there are some holdouts, and God bless you all. But, you know, then they take the pulp mills out. And everybody's like, yay, they got rid of the pulp mill and all the chemicals and blah, blah, blah. Well, that and all the wood went straight to China. Okay, what happens when you say to China, okay, well, here, we're going to buy a bunch of paper for me. You're going to produce pulp. You know where their discharge and their pollutants are just going to end up in common waters, a.k.a. the ocean. And they do not have or never will have the want or know how, or well, they know how, but they have no recourse if they don't clean that water before they put it back in the ocean. And they don't care because they just want to live. They want to take the whole world. And that's still in the socialist story. So it was bad. We saw everybody's jobs, everybody's livelihoods, hopes, dreams, just kind of disintegrate right in front of everybody, just in a very short period of time, you know. I mean, it just seemed like one day I was selling and another day I was selling. And I heard on the radio, I remember Clinton, you know, making a declaration, and then it just seemed like right after that, not too long after that, they were blowing up the pulp mill too. So we've seen this before. And I've seen, you know, like optimistic postings and stuff from the community leaders in Southeast Alaska, essentially, but primarily. And folks, there is no cruise ships coming. And they're trying to say it's going to push out, but Canada is standing. They're not going to do this until after 2022. And folks, I'm nothing against cruise ships. I am disappointed that our community leaders over the years have put so much faith into something that could change overnight as it has over the last course of the season. And it's unfortunate. And I know that there's a lot of like tourist shops that prior to bursting with inventory and everything from 2 years ago, and people want to work. And that's, you know, one of the things I love about Alaskans and Alaska the most is everybody is so willing to work. I don't know why they're not afraid of some hard work or standing in the rain for hours or riding the waves with their family to make a paycheck. So we've got that. We've got that grit. We can push back. We will do good. And I think that this is a kind of a good break on the ecosystem. And before you go, oh, you're a tree hugger. I do love trees. I love to take pictures next time too, but I'm just as happy, you know, put them in the woods still too. So, but just to have that break from those ships, those ships have a lot of sonar equipment and stuff. Almost every season a cruise ship comes into port, one part or the other, and it's got a whale draped over the bulbous bow. And it's so sad. And, some animals, they may have been sick, but I don't buy it. Every time you read one of those articles, you're like, oh, the animal was already, you know, passed in the water, dead in the water, and the ship hit it. Well, my goodness sake, if you're running over whales, what about what about skiffs and people on boats and pleasure craft and stuff? Watch out for those guys if they ever come back. So with that said, you know, I think that our oceans and our ecosystems to take a break from that. At the same time, like I said, I know there's a lot of people that have inventory and everything else. So I'm hoping and I'm encouraging community leaders to take this opportunity to reevaluate your assets. What are your strongest assets? What do we have to offer? Because I think that, I don't know if people is afraid of everything as everybody seems. I just don't see like a robust cruise industry coming back, which just suits me fine. But I see this as an opportunity for people that, you know, there's long-time lodge owners, there's people that have got their ears wet with Airbnb type scenarios and stuff like that. And I think that kind of economy is going to flourish in the coming years, because just because that cruise ship doesn't come here doesn't mean that everybody still doesn't want to come. And so I encourage each and every one of you, whether you're actively in business, you're retired, you know, you're just hanging out, go to meetings, be a part of the conversation. And because nobody knows the strengths of a community better than the people that live in it. And maybe it just starts in the neighborhood. You know, say you live in Ketchikan, Juneau, Sitka, but even Coffin Cove has neighborhoods. So maybe you just start with a neighbor, you know, and help them and be helping and be in communication of what is important for our community. First, our neighborhood, then our community, you know, so on and so on. And that goes to the need to don't wait for people to run for candidacy. If you see somebody or know somebody in your community that has a strong leadership desire to help others and afraid to take chances and stuff, because not all people are right for it for all times of the job. And what I'm saying is these are really hard times. So when you choose your public officers and elect people, don't wait for a name to come up on the ballot and say, that's good. If you know somebody in your community that is a good fit for that, you need to approach them and help them and foster them. Because a community has ebbs and flows and needs and wants and things that come about from knowing what they need and knowing what their end goal is. So that is the same with if you have somebody that's real business savvy and knows how to maybe market Airbnbs or whatever, to foster that type of attitude in the community and to point towards somebody that's tech savvy and energetic and not old and unable to travel, because I'm telling you, they're not going to let go of this crisis. This is going to be like this for a long time, at least in these Democrat states. And they're not even Democrat anymore, folks. They are socialist. It just seems like they're everywhere. I'm not even exaggerating. Sometimes it's just how I feel. And it's just something you don't want in your community. You don't need handouts. And this printing money and stuff that, like this, and I remember Obama's administration did big stimulus packages, but they called it the, I don't know. So he fleeced everybody, and you know, but it created unsustainable programs and communities. Yeah, that's great. They set up, you know, a preschool for everybody, but they didn't read the fine print, and it's like, okay, well, we got to pay the electricity, and we got to pay, you know, it's not free money. It only goes so far, and then they create these unsustainable programs. And then when you say, this is an unsustainable program, they will say, well, you just don't like children or whatever. No, it's unsustainable. And whether we like something, if it's unsustainable, you've got to quit it. And I'm not saying quit childcare. That is, I use childcare as an example of, you know, for that. So yeah, this is the kind of stuff that is important, and like you, it's a grassroots thing. How not to be a socialist? I'm not telling you to be a Democrat. I'm not telling you to be a Republican, a Libertarian. You know, just like personal religious preferences and stuff, they're yours to make. And I don't care what party you're a part of, but don't be ignorant and make bad liberal choices. I guess that's what kind of breaks down to some bad liberal choices. Like I said about the cruise ships not coming back up, I sent a couple messages to a couple of the Southeast mayors, and I've not yet heard back. And I didn't really expect to, but I will get them to eventually come on the show. And we've got, it is Friday. Sorry about the pause here. I'm not used to being by myself on air. Today is Friday, and on Fridays, I've been doing this social media thing for a long time, and we remember all who are deployed, and any more deployed, like what I meant, our servicemen or girls are overseas, but today, deployed means that, you know, they're overseas, but they're also still in the capital, Washington, D.C. And these are people, guardsmen and women, that have been on duty since the scam on January 6th. Those people have been fed, our service members have been fed horrible food that has made them sick. They've been housed in parking garages. And every now and then, the first day, I guess, takes them some cookies. I don't know what it is about this administration and cookies, but I'll never eat another round thing again that's flat. No, it's got to be like bunny shaped or something. I can't get that round flat. Thought, oh, you Jill's cookies. No, thank you. Oh, it's Dr. Jill. So on Fridays, like I said, I like to, we would do a kind of a prayer and share it and add to it on some social media stuff. And I don't have anybody deployed in my family, but I know there's a lot of you out there that may have loved ones deployed either abroad or in Washington, D.C. And their service is something that you serving your country is something that is just, it's a privilege. And I don't know anybody that is serving our country that doesn't feel that way. They all feel it's a privilege. But I also know behind that are the families, the moms, the dads, the brothers, the sisters, the children, the wives, the sweethearts, and all those people in your community and stuff. Behind every good soldier are strong people, too, that love them. And they love their country enough to see their loved one serve selflessly. So whether you're serving active duty, you're abroad, you're holed up in D.C. still, God bless you and thank you for your service. Without your service, I would not be sitting right now here talking about what we talk about here on Freedomizer Radio. And I just want to say thank you and God bless you. And we are going to take a quick break and a little time, a minute to reflect, and we will be right back. to Freedomizer Radio's newest show, the Alaskan Patriot Network. I am your host, Estelle Arnson. I am also the station manager for FreedomizerRadio.com. So, .live, I'm sorry, Newark.live. So if you've ever thought about hosting your own show or have any questions about it, we've got a great time lineup that's available. We broadcast live. All of our shows are interactive. So if you are listening right now, you can call in 319-527-6208 and press lucky number one, and we will get you in on the show, and you're always welcome to call and ask me questions if I'm not clear on something or any other type of scenario like that. And I wanted to take a moment here to, we talked about all that are serving right now. And Friday is traditionally, Wednesday usually is back to blue for myself and my close friends. And I will never be here on Wednesday. So I am going to go ahead and give my shout out to our law enforcement, whether you're local, you're state troopers, Fish and Wildlife, our border guard, and everybody else out there that provides the support for those life-saving things that bring us in the community closer. It's hard to see some of the disruption we're seeing in some cities with the riots and looting and murders and everything else. But it just breaks my heart to see anybody disrespecting our law enforcement officers. And like just as with our military families, our law enforcement officers are the hub of our community. And they usually do a lot more things aside from just arresting people. And behind those are their families that love them and pray for them and hope that, you know, they make it home from their job each day. And so I just want to give a thank you and a huge God bless to all of you. And I might have one of the mayors calling in here. And I'm hoping so, but they're calling on my regular phone. So I am going to do a Broccoli Man commercial. And this is created by the owner and the owner of Freedomizer Radio, as well as the host of the Proof Negative Show. Proof Negative Show, Monday through Thursday, 6 to 9 p.m. Standard Time. And then Tuesday nights, I am Proof Negative's regular host. Yes, host. I don't care. I'm not on that. Hostess, whatever. I'll call myself whatever I want. So we're going to hear from Broccoli Man. I'm going to check my message on my real phone, and we will be right back.
This is for all of us normal people who do not wear masks. I put together a rhyme today while making my sautéed broccoli. Shout out to Bare Faces Legal, to Freedomizer Radio, and to Proof Negative and the Rambutans on the ones and twos. Here we go. I don't care if you see my braces. I don't wear a mask into places. If you kick us out of stores, it helps my pocket, not yours. The mask is an occult symbol. Let's not be gullible. Put together the puzzle. Do not fall for the muzzle. Can't mask, don't ask. Eyes without a face. Can't mask, don't ask. I won't be erased. Can't mask, don't ask. Eyes without a face. Can't mask, don't ask. I won't be erased. We won't be masked, covered, passport chip. It's the globalists that we'll get with. My freedoms will never be skipped. All you sheeple are unequipped. Thank you. Keep your bare face free. I have never rapped on stage before, but felt it was important to speak out about these mask mandates. Here is the second verse. Get it together and do your part. Do not put the horse before the cart. They are the scam of the century. They want to get rid of you and me. These mask mandates are for a hoax. These governors have lots of jokes. Globalists say masks stop the sickness mayhem. Why don't Bill Gates and George Soros wear them? Can't mask, don't ask. Eyes without a face. Can't mask, don't ask. I won't be erased. Can't mask, don't ask. Eyes without a face. Can't mask, don't ask. I won't be erased. We won't be masked, COVID passport chip. It's the globalists that will get whipped. My freedoms will never be skipped. All you sheeple are unequipped. I will promise to never wear a mask going to a store, eating in a diner, or driving a car. If we all stop doing that, we can take back our face freedom. Okay, let's bring this home. Let's take these masks and shove them up the globalists. You can't force face diapers on me. I will fight for my right to breathe. Don't fall victim to 1% schmoes, whose goal is to cause all of us woes. Mask bouncers are weak. They have no game. They should hide their heads in total shame. All the globalists are satanic fools. They believe you do what they say and not what they do. We are all part of the human race. Don't be afraid to show your face. Besides, if you are wearing a mask, how can you eat your broccoli? How can you smell the fresh basil and onions when you are steaming up your vegetables on the stove if you have on a mask and a face shield? Thank you. I am glad you understand. Some of you came here tonight wearing two masks. A few people are even wearing three masks. Are you trying to get into Guinness World Record books by trying to wear as many masks as you can at once? Okay, let's finish this up. Can't mask, don't ask. Eyes without a face. Can't mask, don't ask. I won't be erased. We won't be masked, COVID passport chip. It's the globalists that will get whipped. My freedoms will never be skipped. All you sheeple are unequipped. Can't mask, don't ask. Eyes without a face. Can't mask, don't ask.
Okay, well, thanks for tuning in. This is Alaska Patriot Network, freedomizerradio.com. And I have on hold and bringing into the show Mayor Ketchikan, Bob Siebert. And I was hoping he would call in, and fortunately, he's doing a lot of traveling right now. And folks, I just want you to know that, like, he was ready right now to get on the show. And it just goes to show, you know, there is integrity out there. And we're real lucky to have that integrity representing Ketchikan. Hello, welcome on.
Well, thank you very much, and hello to you. It's really nice to get on the show and be able to talk, you know, one-on-one and about the issues and what's going on in the community and in Ketchikan. So thank you for that.
No, thanks for reaching out. I didn't expect to get you on the show today, and like I said, it's just a real treat, and it goes to show your integrity. I know that there's a lot of people that are living in uncertainty, and in Ketchikan and Southeast Alaska. And the Native communities, and there's been such a lifeline with the cruise industry, and it doesn't sound like they're coming. What would you tell people? What would you tell your constituents why they should stay? What would you say to them?
Well, first of all, you know, the people of Alaska, and especially the people of Southeast Alaska, are truly amazing. They're very, very resilient. And even though the cruise industry has been such a big part of our economy, when things happen like this, we start leaning on our neighbors and our friends and our family. And I think that unlike, you know, when we had a crash in the timber market, that wasn't due to come back. Tourism's going to come back. So in our, you know, I think the message I have is, hold on, we're going to get this. It's going to happen. We would like to have it happen sooner than later, but it will happen. And again, there's been some great outreach and state and federal programs and people helping each other. So, again, born and raised here in Southeast, I've seen this come through work.
Yeah, and that's what I was reflecting earlier, the same sentiment, you know, except for I used the Clinton administration, you know, as an example of let's just cut Alaska, you know, our resources and then send out our pulp mill and Alaskan, Ketchikan, Southeast, Prince Wales, everybody recovered. And I, too, am optimistic. And I'm optimistic. I'm excited for small family businesses and Airbnb and whatnot because people will come to Alaska. They don't need a ship to bring them. And it's actually, I see it's going to be money going into people's hands, people's pockets instead of these jewelry stores and whatnot. No offense to jewelry stores. But.
Well, it takes all kinds to make things happen, you know. But Alaska has a unique draw, people worldwide. It is truly a last frontier, but the beauty, the people, it markets itself, and people want to come back to Alaska. And as soon as those cruise ships start running, the better, of course, for that. But you know, we have an independent traveler that comes to Alaska a lot. They enjoy the fishing, the hunting, sightseeing, whatever their pleasures may be, and I'm seeing them starting to show up now. Alaska has done a wonderful job of responding to the pandemic, and we're leading the nation in vaccinations. We're leading the nation in testing, and we're gonna get through this as a state and as a community.
And I agree, and it's a resilient economy. I remember when Clinton shut everything down, there goes the logging camps. There was, you know, just a huge cottage industry. And I'm excited for people to have the opportunities to get involved in that kind of stuff again, you know, the Airbnbs, the lodges, fishing and stuff. I agree. People will still come here. They'll paddle a canoe to get here if they have to. Some people just can't stay away.
Yeah, and you know, Alaska is very unique in the fact that we have U.S. senators that a lot of people can call by first name. Our state representation is, you know, our friends, our neighbors, and they understand the impact that we're feeling. And our governor, you know, he visited our community here not too long ago, and he says he had taken an airplane flight out to another community to do some other stuff too. And he said the beauty of the area, there's nothing like taking off on a float plane and seeing the panoramic views of Southeast Alaska. And he's going to fight hard to open that back up to where we can regain our economy and put smiles back on people's faces.
Yeah, because there's nothing like, you know, all the fresh air and the wonderful fishing. But the Alaskans make Alaska.
Absolutely.
It's just, nobody like them. Nobody like them. Yeah. Well, you know, I had the opportunity last week to have some young people on the show talking about living in Ketchikan during this pandemic and navigating it. And I have to say, they gave you guys a good report card. The overall reply was that the adults, they all felt the adults in their community kept them as safe as they could. And that's huge.
It is huge. So I'm very fortunate. I have 9 grandchildren, ages 3 to 22, and they're either away at school or they're living here in the community. And I've seen the impacts on them, whether it be daycare services, the start and stop, the schools. I really feel bad for those seniors that lost their senior year in regards to prom and other events that happen around your senior year. And that saddened me. And I think this year we're working really hard to get it back to as much of a normal process as possible. And those are impacts that will just never go away. And unfortunately, I'm sure that there are some businesses that are struggling to a point where they're probably not going to make it. But there are those that are going to persevere and come back actually stronger than before, because they've learned a lot about themselves, about a lot about their businesses, and a lot about the people that are in the same boat with them here in the community. And I think that's so important to everybody.
Are there community resources that people in Ketchikan can apply for maybe re-employment purposes, or maybe there's education available to them, funding for that? Are there any announcements like that, or money coming from BC that's going to, I don't know, kind of help the young people out?
The recovery monies will be coming. They're still unsure about the rules of how to utilize that money. The state of Alaska is going to get $1.something billion to disperse, and they're going to work real hard at getting those in the right places, whether it be education or senior care or whatever those needs may be, or the employment and help to the small businesses. And as a community and as the city of Ketchikan, we're lobbying very hard to make sure that they understand the needs here in the community. Not everybody in the community and not everybody in the state of Alaska have been affected the same. So really they have to figure out how to define the needs so that the distribution, the relief, meets those needs, because there's a limited amount of money and we want to make sure we cover the needs where they are. And so that's going to be good. And then there's the potential for an infrastructure package, which will hopefully get people back to work. The community of Ketchikan, the people that live here, they don't want to live on grants and this type of stuff. They want to go to work. They have pride in what they do. They want to be back servicing the community. They want their jobs back. And so the quicker we can get this pandemic behind us, and I think that, you know, the latest information on vaccinations, and we're getting there, and we're going to get back to the herd immunity at some time. We still need to keep focused on those that haven't yet vaccinated, that the vaccine has been working very well, and I think that's our path forward. I do think that's our path forward.
And I saw a release from the governor that they were potentially going to be offering visitors a chance to get immunized when they came into Alaska. Have you heard any more on that?
Yeah, I think that's a great plan. We even, if there was going to be a full-blown cruise season and some of these smaller cruise ships, American bottom vessels wanted to run port to port, say from Ketchikan up through the Panhandle to Juneau and back again, and there was a need to vaccinate the crews and stuff, the state of Alaska said, yes, let's do whatever we can do to help our economy. We've been very fortunate in the amount of vaccines we've been getting and the distribution of them, and we want to keep that rolling.
Yeah. Well, it's a nice way to watch out for the ones you love.
Excuse me?
It's one of the ways we show the ones we love, by getting vaccinated, I guess.
Yeah, you know, and I rolled up my sleeve when I saw all the medical staff getting them, and I had trust in that. And quite frankly, I talked to Ann Zink, and she made mention the fact that we got a good vaccine. You know, she was a little worried about how that was going to roll out and everything, but we got a good vaccine, and it's 95% effective. Myself, I didn't have any reactions to it, and I know some people do, and that's the case with any type of vaccine. But I think if we can reach herd immunity and get our communities and our state back to some sense of normal, the quicker the better.
Sounds good. Well, I sure appreciate your time, and I would love to be able to reach out to you again. You know, this is a way of bridging our community, this show. So Prince Wales, Sitka, Ketchikan, all of us. And somehow we'll figure out a way through this together.
Yeah, just so that you know, we do work on a lot of different levels. So as a mayor, I'm part of the Alaska Municipal League, and we have regular meetings with other mayors and public officials across the state of Alaska weekly through Zoom. And then we have a mayor's conference, Alaska Mayor's Conference, where a lot of the mayors get on and talk about similar and common problems throughout the state. And we have opportunities to advocate and work with the legislature to get some of those things solved. And then here in Southeast, we've had an open channel to the port communities where we get on and talk about cruise-related issues in regards to the ports being ready for cruise, what we need to do, what can we do to help the situation. So it's very nice to have that link and shared conversations with other communities, so we know that we're not in this alone. And as Ketchikan, we've gone through a lot, so we have a lot to offer too. So it's good that we don't have to reinvent the wheel and some of this stuff, and we can rely on other people's experiences.
Yeah, it's a large pool of skilled labor there.
Yeah, so I guess my biggest thing is just stay positive. You know, be kind. We're going to get through this. Sometimes, you know, there's a lot of anxiety, especially if you're owning your own business and trying to figure out how to keep it open and that stuff. Don't be afraid to ask. If you have problems, talk to somebody about them and just be open. We're here to help.
Good. Well, thank you so much, Mayor Stevenson.
And thank you, and good work.
Yeah,
and
guys,
God
have
bless.
A good day.
We will. Thank you. Bye-bye. So that was Ketchikan Mayor Bob Severson calling in, and I really applaud the call-in. I didn't think I would get a response so quickly, and that just, like I said, goes to show you the integrity that he's bringing to the table. I would do a 3-hour show, but since we're just starting out, we're going to start out a little bit slow. And so I've only scheduled this show till 4:30. I do have some really neat people that I'm eager to bring on as guests, as well as some people that may want to co-host. And so next week, we will be bringing at least one of the potential co-hosts on to hang out and put the show together. I do want to thank Mayor Ketchikan, Bob Severson, once again for taking part in that phone call. There's a lot of uncertainty, and your community leaders have not forgotten you. You've not been left behind. I know it feels really, really bleak for some people in their businesses and a lot of uncertainty, but it's just like he said, please talk to somebody. Reach out to people. We're God closes the door, he always opens the window. Or some people say it the other way around. But there's always hope. And if things are really, really bad, or you just feel really isolated, or you're suffering from addiction, don't do it alone. Talk to somebody, because COVID been bad enough on the isolation and all that, and then all the financial uncertainty and day-to-day uncertainty. Sometimes it might feel like it's just too much, and just try to get through that 1 second. Make sure that you reach out to somebody. If you need to talk, if you feel like your business is tanking, people may not have money, but they have other resources sometimes. And sometimes we just have to put all of our collective resources together to make a community work real well. I would like to say once again, I really thank Bob Severson from Ketchikan calling in. And it sounds like he's got a pretty busy travel coming up, representing the people of Ketchikan. And then, like I said, there's a lot of uncertainty right now, and that is completely understandable. And somehow, some way, I really, really, truly believe that we will make it through this together. And like I said, never, ever, you don't want to pass up the opportunity to identify people in your community with the strengths in leadership that your community needs at that time. Like I said, it's ever-changing need. That's why there's not just one type of mayor all the time. I mean, different times call for different measures. So, and I don't mean just at the public level. If you've got a congressional hopeful or a Senate hopeful, don't hide them. Lift them up in their community. But unless you all organize and unify, you're just going to be angry voices from one house to another. What are you going to do? So, like I said, I think the best way to combat it is to hit it head on and be aware of the world that we're heading into. If people don't mind their P's and Q's, you know, there's going to be breadlines. And some communities, there are breadlines. So, like I said, we don't have a whole lot of time left today, but I do have a clip I wanted to play from Kelly Chewbacca, and she is running Senate. She's running against Murkowski, and I am proud to support Kelly and her conservative Christian values. And I just wanted to allow my friends here listening today just to listen and. I'll let you decide.
It's different here. We're different, and we're proud of that. We know what the D.C. political insiders in Washington, D.C. want to do. They want to change who we are, what we're about, and what we stand for. I'm Kelly Chewbacca. I'm running for United States Senate. I work in D.C., but I'm not one of those powerful political insiders. Quite the opposite. For years, I fought to expose waste and fraud in government. Those insiders didn't like that very much. In Alaska, some people call me commissioner, but most people just know me as Kelly. I was born here, raised here. My dad was a union electrician. He served in Vietnam. I come from a long line of military service members. My mom, well, she was one of those Alaskans that helped Prudhoe Bay start up. Life wasn't always easy for us, though. For a while, my parents were even homeless. But they instilled Alaska values in me, and I thought to be the first person in our family to pursue a college education, starting with classes at UAA. In law school, I met the love of my life, and together we have 5 wonderful children. The most important relationship to me is my relationship with God. I won't back down. I'm happy for it. But for all those other values that we Alaskans hold dear, I'm a conservative. pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, and America first, always. Lisa Murkowski, well, her background's just a little different than mine. Lisa's dad was a powerful governor. Before that, he was in the United States Senate for 20 years. Lisa wasn't originally elected to the Senate. She didn't have to fight for it. Her dad gave her the seat he was elected to. She's been in that same seat for 20 years. That means there's been a Murkowski in the Senate since 1981. So what has she been doing in Washington, D.C.? Well, she's been voting with all of those D.C. insiders, especially the liberal ones. And she's been hurting our way of life. She's become more like them than us. You know, she supported Joe Biden for president and his radical agenda to stop oil and gas development, killing Alaska jobs. So now our economy just continues to suffer while D.C. just treats us like it's national park playground. She voted to allow illegal immigrants who violated laws to come into our country and stay here. She voted against common sense judges who would protect and preserve our constitutional rights. She was even the deciding vote in keeping Obamacare. The result? Higher health care costs and fewer health care choices for too many Alaskans. Lisa Murkowski is so out of touch that she even voted to remove Donald Trump from office, even after he was already gone. Look, I just believe in a better future for Alaska, one that we can rise up together and rebuild. That's why I'm running for Alaska. I'm running to rebuild our economy, to speak up for our small businesses and protect our energy industry from those DC insiders who are targeting us. I'm running for all of us who really do believe that our children are our future and they deserve better education, more educational choices. I'm running for all the grandparents who want more opportunities in Alaska so our families don't have to leave. We don't have to watch them making memories on social media. I'm running for the service members, the sacrifices we want to honor with our support. I'm running for the women and the children who are victims of domestic violence and sexual abuse, human trafficking and crime. They deserve justice and peace. I'm running for all of the Alaskans who value dignity and diversity in all people, especially our first Alaskans. We don't want them to be treated like second-class citizens by Washington, D.C. And I'm running for every Alaskan who believes that government is of the people, it's by the people, it's for the people. And all those D.C. insiders really need to be held accountable to us. Look, we know what Washington, D.C. thinks about Alaska. We're here for their benefit. We're not going to put up much of a fight. And after about 20 years in D.C., Lisa Murkowski thinks the same way. But you know what? Nothing scares those D.C. insiders more than the thought of a strong, independent Alaskan in their ranks. One they can't bully, one they can't control, and one they can't silence. Those political insiders are going to fight like mad to keep us where they think we belong, on the outside looking in. So we can pull together as a state and we can show them just how strong we are. We will rebuild our state, and together we will rise. I'm Kelly Chewbacca. I'm running for Alaska, and I approve this message.
And we're back. So, Kelly Chewbacca is running against Lisa Murkowski, and Lisa Rhino. And be careful if you are a Republican where you're sending your dues to, because the RNC is supporting her. But Kelly Chewbacca, she is running against Lisa, and I am going to be supporting her campaign through, and I'm going to see her through to that seat. And I hope that each and every one of you take the time out to do your homework. I'm not going to tell you who to vote for. I'm telling you who I'm voting for and what campaign I will help along. And it goes along with my core values. And like I said, you all need to find out who your candidate is and vote accordingly. But for me, I want to elect somebody that shares my values, my hopes, my dreams for not only my today and tomorrow in Alaska, but my children's and my grandchildren and their children. And we can do that. And we can resist the socialism and the decay that we're seeing come in through other states with their sanctuary practices. I totally welcome legal immigrants, but if you're illegal, go back to the drawing board and do it the rest of the way that other people have ahead of you to maintain that integrity of this great country. If you want to be a part of this country, do it right. Don't go sneaking under fences or around things or on a boat here. Go do it correctly, and you'll find your place here, where everybody, regardless of your race, ethnicity, or anything like that, we can all reach our full potential. That's not just in Alaska. That's in the United States. You know, I said early on, you know, full disclosure, I'm a Christian, and I want to invest in community. That community reflects my type of values. I'm not saying all Christian values, but the values that I hold dear and the things that I want my children to respect, such as law enforcement, our service members, our elected officials. You know, this is no mistake that, you know, that you were born in the U.S. And it's like, just like there's no mix-up. You are the color you are the ethnicity you are. But one thing where we might be different on the outside, but I inherit my belief that there are patriotic Americans out there, and they are, some of them are digital warriors. A shout out to all of you digital warriors, bloggers, podcasters, YouTubers. There's a lot of people out there expressing their love for this country, and it's coming in all kinds of shapes or sizes. And you can look at the news, and by the way, just turn off fake news. I'll say it, just turn off fake news. Just disconnect from it. And try to read a few different sources before you come up with a hard opinion. But the last thing Alaska needs is handouts and freebies and stuff, because the integrity of her inhabitants, all of you, are much greater than that. And I know that the hard work, the hardworking values, the fiscal discretions, you know, that people live within their means and they live a whole life. And you do not see the Alaskan way of life anywhere in America, because it is so unique that it can't be duplicated. It can't, you know, like Palm Desert in California. So it just you cannot duplicate Alaska and or her beautiful people that live within here. So take care when you're out there. Take care of each other. Take care of yourselves. Because if you can't take care of yourself, you can't take care of the ones you love. And, I mean, take time to yourself. If you're working crazy hours and trying to make ends meet and stuff, even if it's in your car, just kind of unplug if you can. Hand your worries to God or to a higher power for a minute. Recenter yourself. Because, like I said, Alaska is Alaska because of all the beautiful people that make it up and the diverse communities that share this rugged, beautiful place that is on the edge of the world. It, you know, it's just, it's extraordinary. And again, so don't squander God's good gifts, folks. Don't elect people in your community that aren't a good fit for your community. Maybe they're a good fit. You know, Murkowski's, they've been in office forever. It's time to make room for some new thoughts and stuff. And a lot of people have had a lot of time with their families and the ones they love in the last months. And I'm sure that it wasn't always easy, but somehow you kept the utilities going, you kept food coming on the table and stuff. And I just want you to know that you did good. Because if you can hear this right now, your heart is breathing, beating, and you are breathing, and you survived probably one of the greatest obstacles I hope that you'll ever have to encounter. But there is one thing worse than coronavirus, and that is socialism. And like I said, don't let it in. Nobody wants handouts. We don't want mobs. We want jobs. Respect your elders. Respect your parents. Respect your community leaders that are making it you. If they're your leader, you either voted or you didn't vote. And you need to be accountable to that. And like I said, don't, if you identify someone in your community as a good candidate for some type of public service or office, definitely let them know. And say, hey, you've got gifts that we really could use right now. We have insights that we really could use. So, yeah. And with the guidance and the hardworking ethics of your city leaders and your community leaders and stuff, we'll get to that next election. We'll get to the next hump and rise like a phoenix from the ashes. We are just about done here today, and there were a couple callers, and I appreciate you calling in. I'm sorry I missed your call, but we got the mayor on last second, so that was a really good call in. But, yeah, I would like to leave you all with some optimism that through perseverance and hard work, everything will be maybe not okay. It'll be a little different for a while, but you will survive. You'll get through this. And I have the utmost confidence in all of you to get through this. Now, I am going to go ahead and toss out a couple show things here. Now, this is a new broadcast. You can find me on Freedomizer Radio, Proof Negative Show, Tuesday night, 6 to 9 p.m. Standard Time. That would be 5 to 8, Alaska Daylight Time. And I know the days are getting longer, and people are so over being inside and listening to podcasts and stuff. Like I said, I am broadcasting live. We always welcome call-ins. I take your call if I'm able to, if I have a guest on, then we have to do a little juggling. I hope to have a guest co-host this next week. We have a lot of other great shows here on the Freedomizer Radio Network. We have the Proof Negative Show. We have Hope Radio. We have Mental Acumen Health Coaching. The Bare Face is Legal. That is a mask-free advocacy group. And Barefoot is Legal. I know, right? Barefoot is Legal? But did you know that when in the civil rights era, when they quit barring people by their color to enter a thing, they couldn't have a sign that said, no blacks allowed. Instead, they said you had to have shirt and shoes. And, yeah, so the Barefoot is Legal Network is real, and it is a nonprofit through Freedomizer Radio, and has to do with that civil rights movement. And it wasn't something that I really was familiar with. And once I was schooled on it, I was like, oh, my goodness, I just can't believe that I never saw any of that. You know, like, for what it was. Let's see. I think we covered a lot of everything. Now, like I said, we are broadcasting live. You could always call into the show. Also, if you would like to be a guest or you would like your community event or a birthday shout out or anything else like that, we always welcome your calls. And you can email me at AlaskanPatriotNetwork@gmail.com if you would like to schedule an interview or are interested in being a guest or co-hosting. Also, we do have time slots on our broadcasting schedule for a couple new shows. And I think people think about shows, they think that they're all political now, but it's not always so much like that. And if you're a homesteader or, you know, love fishing or whatever, reach out at freedomizerradio.live and, or you can email me at alaskanpatriotnetwork.gmail.com or gmail@gmail.com. You can always find me at Twitter, Dahl Arnson. At Dahl Arnson is my Twitter handle, and also Facebook, Dahl Arnson. Now, I'm hoping to get my Alaska Patriot Network page up and running soon. We've had some studio upgrades, so we're still kind of working through a couple kinks. But like I said, I am so privileged to be here, and I'm really excited to be a part of your Friday afternoon. So put this on your schedule. We'll be here Friday afternoons, Alaska Patriot Network, Friday afternoons from 3 to 5 p.m. on Alaska Daylight Time. So 3 to 5. No. 2 to 5. I'm sorry. 2 to 5 p.m. Because we will start doing a three-hour slot soon, as soon as I find a co-host to help me out here in the studio. But with that said, thank you so very, very much for tuning in today. It's a little rough, and we'll get the kinks worked out and a great guest list. You can also download this show for a later listening to. I just check in about a half hour after each show, and we have it archived. So you can, if you don't have time to listen to the show, you can always download it and listen to it on the boat or in a car or wherever you are. But wherever you are, God bless you, and God bless America. And this is Dahl Arnson, and I'm signing out.